Blog Talk Radio.
All right, God bless you. This is Bishop Harry King Johnson. We want to welcome everybody out there in Radio Land, and then all of you that are on Blog Talk and Periscope. We want to welcome you during today's broadcast. Remember, I want everyone to encourage different ones. If they can join us on WEXY, text someone and let them know that Bishop Harry King Johnson is on the air. And then those of you that have family members from out of town, please text them and tell them to call this number to join in a live radio broadcast. They can text us, amen, and join us on Blog Talk at area code 347-989-0113. Again, that area code is 347-989-0113. As a matter of fact, you can comment, amen, we'll reply to you, amen, make a comment on the broadcast, and then if you have any questions for any future broadcasts, you can do so by putting in your comment. Those of you that's joining us by way of Periscope, God bless all of you. We want to welcome you and share this viewing with your friends and different ones that you are following and following you. And we're looking forward to a great time. Well, listen, on this Thursday night, we'll be in a special service there at the Courtyard Marriott, and we're looking forward to a great time. And we want all of you to join us, amen, as we go into celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. And I'm going to talk about that today. Matter of fact, I'm going to talk about, amen, the birth of Jesus Christ during today's segment and tomorrow. So we'll deal with that today, tomorrow, and on Friday. So we want you to join us in these upcoming broadcasts. And then we want you to be a part of our New Year's Eve service. I'll tell you about that at the end of the broadcast. I'm excited, y'all. I am so excited. We had a great service on Monday. We've been doing some great broadcasting and great services on Sunday. God has been blessing us. So God bless all of you that are tuning in. Be sure to let someone know that Bishop Harry King Johnson is on the air. And one more final thing before we get into the broadcast. Remember to go to our website. Remember to go to our website and join us, amen, there at Harry King Johnson Ministries. HarryKingJohnsonMinistries.org. That's HarryKingJohnsonMinistries.org. HarryKingJohnsonMinistries.org. Join us there, and we look forward to you being a part. Just go and visit the website by just simply joining us on HarryKingJohnsonMinistries.org. All right, God bless you. Thank you. Thank you all for joining back with us. Amen. Remember to join us here, right here, on Blog Talk, WEXY, and then also Periscope. All right, listen, I've been in deliberation and prayer because we're getting ready to celebrate the birth of Christ on this upcoming Friday. And we're just looking for a great time, looking forward to God doing something great in the lives of people. You know, and the celebration is something that we've been doing from childhood. It's something that we've been doing from childhood, something that we've been doing for childhood. So those of you that are listening to me, amen, we thank God for the fact of just being able to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. I mean, it's just one of the most greatest things that you can participate in. It's the greatest thing that you can participate in other than the resurrection is the birth, because he was born. And, you know, we have different ones that will fight that and different ones that say, no, I don't celebrate the birth of Christ and, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, and I'm not here to try to prove to you, you know, through scientific evidence that you ought to. That's not my job. My job is to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. My job is to proclaim the good news of the Bible, you know, and how this good news have impacted the life of man. So let's start with point A and go through it, amen, on why we're going to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ, okay? We're going to go through a few points, and it may not be what you want to hear, but we just want to go through a few points on why we celebrate, amen, the birth of Jesus Christ. Well, number one, I celebrate it because I'm saved. I got him on the inside. So before I go into any, you know, debate or questions, et cetera, you know, I got Jesus Christ on the inside. You know, I'm excited about him being on the inside of me. You know, I welcomed Jesus Christ many years ago as Lord and Savior of my life. So this is something that is personal, but it's evident to me. You know, and I got some of you out there, amen, that have come to know him for yourself. You know, you accepted the fact that Jesus Christ was Lord and Savior, and you accepted him into your life. Now, you know, once you do that and you start walking with God, it's really not hard for you to really, amen, pose your evidence of why you celebrate his birth. Amen. It's not hard for you to, amen, pose why you celebrate his birth. I celebrate his birth for many reasons. You know, I can give you more reasons of why I celebrate his birth than to sit up here and talk about why I don't celebrate his birth. But, you know, I can give you many reasons. But today, I decided to just go and you know, abstract a few points of what's out there in the public of why some people say that they don't celebrate his birth. Now, let me say this to you, ladies and gentlemen. Because someone poses a point of not celebrating his birth does not invalidate his birth. I want to make this clear. I just want to make you mindful of what some people are saying so that if you ever hear it in the air, you can have a good, reasonable answer to say, you know what? Yeah, well, you know, I heard that before. I don't have to argue, but this is why, okay? One of the reasons why people say that they don't celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ is because they said that Christmas was driven or is driven by commercialism. They say that the reason why we don't celebrate it is because it is driven by commercialism. And what that means is they saying that the department stores, let me take a drink of water because I'm going to have to deal with this point. Well, that's good. All right, they say that the department stores have taken a hold of what Christianity is celebrating, and now they have commercialized it. You know, the people are breaking down sale prices, and now everyone is being pushed to go to the store, the department stores, and people are buying gifts online, and there's nothing, you know, they're using the Christmas trees and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeers and everybody getting into the holiday spirit and you know, just a season of giving. And you know, it ain't even about giving to people. It's really about how much this department store can sell, and you know, they got price breakers on this and that, and the car lots are reducing their prices, and you know, the real estate market is reducing their prices, and you know, you can buy coats, and you can buy cologne, and you can buy jewelry. This is a wonderful time to buy jewelry. Okay, well, what does that have to do with my celebration of Jesus Christ? You know, what does that have to do with it? I don't have to argue the point that they are right or wrong. I don't have to argue that point. I don't have to argue the point whether they break their price. If they want to reduce their prices, that's up to them. If they want to give you 2-for-1 on a bottle of cologne, then that's up to them. That has nothing to do with why I celebrate Jesus Christ. That has nothing to do with it. I mean, if I want to go to the store and see all kind of price-breaking, you know, gimmicks going on, that has nothing to do with what I know is real. Let's take our time and work with it. Christmas is driven by commercialism. If they take it and drive a point from it of saying, let's reduce our prices, then fine. That's fine. I go buy some more cologne. I buy some more clothes. I'll buy me another jumpsuit. That's not going to change the fact that I know that Jesus Christ was born. That doesn't change the fact about that. So when you hear somebody say, well, Christmas ain't nothing about but commercialism. No, it's about commercialism to those, amen, that want it to be about commercialism. But to those that know the real purpose of why we celebrate the birth of Christ, it's about more than some gifts. It's about more than me going to my mother's house. And by the way, I'll be stopping by mother's house to get me some sweet potato pie and some collard greens and some potato salad. I'm getting hungry. And some barbecue ribs and, you know, and some baked chicken. Yeah, I'm going to get that. But it's not going to change the fact. When I sit down and eat, it's not going to change my fact about I know why I'm celebrating. I know why she cooked. I know why we're gathering. Because we know that Jesus Christ was born. Nothing is going to change that. You can try to incorporate anything you want, but nothing is going to change the truth about it. Nothing will change the truth about it. Jesus was born of Immaculate Conception. Nothing would change that. I don't care how you try to undress it or dress it. You know, nothing would change that. So if commercialism is trying to dominate the television versus the gospel, then that's them. But it don't change the fact that I'm going to tell people that Jesus Christ was born of a virgin by the name of Mary. It, you know, it's just very simple. Amen? Okay, Bible said, you know, that the angel said unto Mary, Hail Mary, blessed art thou among women, for thou shalt conceive and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, and he shall save his people from their sin. That's what we are celebrating. That's what we're celebrating. All right? Now, you know, listen. Another one said that there is no evidence in the Bible where Jesus was born on December 25th. Okay. All right, so where's the evidence that he was born on? Y'all don't like me to talk about this. Can I talk about this? Can I really talk about it? Because you discuss it, amen, with Ed the Wino under the tree, and y'all get mad when he start bringing up these points. So let's discuss it, because really, they're no-brainers. You know, we don't have to really validate anything, but I'm just bringing up the points so that we understand. Okay, driven by commercialism, who, you know, that has nothing to do with why I celebrate Jesus Christ. Okay, what about December 25th? You've heard me say this many times. I tell you what, I got my evidence, you got yours. When were you born? Hurricane, when were you born? I was born on August 27, 1964. Show me the proof. Here is my birth certificate. That's what they said. Okay, that's your proof? Yeah, well, who made that up? That's what they said. That's who said it? The doctor and my mama. My mama told me that, and she gave me the birth certificate. So that's who said it. Who wrote that on the birth certificate? Well, they did. They put it on there. So you believe it? Yes. You done went around for 30 years telling people, no, I was born on August 27, 1964. And can't nobody change you from that. What's your proof? You don't go around showing people your birth certificate. You don't go, wait a minute, here it is right here. You don't go around showing people nothing. Here go my license right here. You don't go around, you just tell them, when were you born? I was born on November 18th. That's it. You don't go around and try to prove, but if you had to, you'll pull out what manuscript you have. You'll pull out what document you have. You know, I got a document right now that he was born. That's my document. My document is that he was born. Now, really, it really doesn't matter to me whether it was December 25th, at 11:58 or December 25th or at 11:30, or if it was really, I'm going to tell y'all something, y'all might get mad. It wouldn't matter to me if it was December 24th or December 26th or December 27th. That really doesn't matter to me. What matters is that the fact that he was born. And that I think that's more valid than the date. What matters is that Jesus was born. I got evidence of that. We got scholars that have brought evidence to the table of that. I mean, we got proof of that. I don't have to worry about the December 25th. You know, I don't have to worry about whether it was 12 o'clock. Technically, it was December 26th. I don't have to go through all of that. We do know that he was born. We do know that he was born. We do know that he was born and that there was a man that walked the seashores of Galilee. There is evident, you know, there's evidence of that. There's archaeological facts of that. We do know that. We know that point. And for him to walk, we do know that he was born. So at this point, the argument is not whether it was the 25th or the 24th or the 26th. The argument is, do you believe he was born? It goes back to the first one. Do you believe he was born? Let's talk about it. Do you believe that? Because we don't have time to be wasting on, well, it was actually the 24th at 12 o'clock. That's why they said, you know, 25th. No, we don't have time to be wasting on that. Do you believe he was born? Because if you believe that he was born, then the other part is irrelevant. It doesn't matter. Jesus was born. Can I get a witness in here? Let me share this with all of you out there that are listening to me by way of Periscope, amen, or viewing me by way of Periscope, or listening to me by way of WXY or Blog Talk. And remember, you can reach us back at 347-989-0113. You know, I believe this with all my heart, that when we talk about the birth of Jesus Christ, you're going to always get people to try to discredit what we know to be truth, because there is an absolute truth, okay? There is an absolute truth. You said in the first point that Christmas is driven by commercialism, right? You said that. You know, I didn't want to hit nobody with it. You said that it was driven by commercialism. Well, if it's driven by commercialism, why are the same commercial retailers and giants trying to prohibit people from saying Merry Christmas? Something is going on under, you know, behind the door. Something is going on. They don't want to recognize now that for their employees to say Merry Christmas. Hey, y'all say season greetings, Happy Holiday. Don't mention, take Christ out of there and put an X. Merry Xmas. No, it's something going on with that. I didn't want to hit that point about it's driven by commercialism. Well, why are they trying to take Christ out of it then? Why all of a sudden they going back and rewriting the script? Hey, y'all, I'm going to tell you now, don't say Merry Christmas. Y'all say Happy Holidays, and y'all say season greetings, and Merry Xmas, and we're going to take it. Don't put up no, don't do that right there. Why are they taking it out? Because people now are being reminded of Christ, and now that they see they're being reminded of Christ, God said, I take what the devil meant for evil, and I turn it for my good. Y'all keep on pushing your socks and your shoes and Tupperware and buying this part and getting one free. But people going to remember that you said Merry Christmas. What does Merry Christmas stand for? Oh, they celebrate Christ. What you mean they celebrate Christ? They celebrate the fact that Jesus Christ was born. Oh, Lord, y'all got to stop that Merry Christmas stuff. See, you have to watch. See, when something is untrue, it won't stand. See, truth will stand all the time. I'm still celebrating Christ while y'all are trying to figure out why they celebrating Christmas, or why, you know, they doing this and why they doing that, and don't say that. While they trying to figure out that, I am still celebrating Jesus Christ. Whatever is not true is not going to stand. Are y'all listening to me? It will not stand. So whether it's December 25th, whether you say it's driven by commercialism, they trying to revamp all of that now and take it out. You know, one minute they want to put it in, next minute they want to take it. You know, when I came up, they were doing number planned Bible stories all that week. Everybody closed. You know, it wasn't no Publix then. It was Prancer Pride and the other stores, J.M. Fields and Zayers. You know, those other people. Y'all don't know nothing about that. So y'all just know Kmart, you know. But before there was Eagle Army Navy, you know, those stores, you know, Red, White, and Blue Store and all of them. Y'all don't know nothing about that, but all of those department stores were closed. You know, they were closed. I think Pantry Pride was actually Winn-Dixie or Publix, one of them. You know, but all of them was closed. And the car lots were closed. Grocery stores were closed. When it came down to celebrating Christmas, they closed down. They closed down. And the TV ran nothing but, you know, the birth of Christ, and cartoons was the birth of Christ. Everybody focused on the birth of Christ, and everybody was focused. But then when they tried to change it and commercialize it, God said, okay, no problem. All you're going to do is make it big by trying to stop it. So now they're trying to take his name out of it. Now they're trying to put it back in it because something is behind it. You cannot hold God down. You can't hold him down. Okay, listen. Why are you celebrating Christmas, Pastor, if you know in some relations pagan holidays have been deemed to be related to the same December 25th. Why are you still celebrating Christmas? I mean, why are y'all decorating trees when the Bible said in the book of Jeremiah, don't go decorating trees like the heathens? And why are y'all giving away gifts and all of that? You know, well, let's not argue that point yet. Let's talk about the whole scheme of it. Man has did everything he could to try to take the identity from Christ. You know, everything he could. You know, heathens wasn't the first ones, amen, that was celebrating anything. They wasn't the first ones. Are you telling me that celebration came from heathens? You telling me that people that knew God didn't know how to celebrate God? Feasts come from the people of God. Music come from the church. Celebration comes from the people of God. If anything, the world has taken what we know to do and have defiled it. But we were the first ones, amen, into celebrating God and celebrating life and celebrating, amen, the creation of God. We, the church, started this. Well, it wasn't the church then, Pastor, you know, the New Testament. No, I'm talking about the believers of God are the first ones that started celebrating God. We're the one that started this. We're the one that started the music, baby. We're the one that started the dancing. Now, dancing come from Africa. No. We're the one that started dancing, amen, praising God and serving God. We're the one that started the dancing, ladies and gentlemen. It didn't come from the devil. The church didn't get dancing from the devil. The devil got dancing from the church. Are y'all listening to me? We started this. But y'all have to watch out because, you know, when y'all deal with Santa Claus, you have to realize, you know, you're saying that they know what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing. But when you hear songs, you know, I started worrying, you know, listening, paying attention to this song. Started paying attention. It says, you better watch out, you better not cry. How it go? You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Watch this. Now, this is the one that started getting me. He knows when you are sleeping. He knows when you are awake. He knows when you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. You know, that's a little eerie to me because the next thing is you got one big guy with a big red suit with some reindeers, and he goes all over the world within one night, and give everybody presents. That sounds like they trying to say Santa Claus is omniscient. He's all-knowing, and he's omnipresent. Sounds like they trying to make Santa Claus God. They know what they're doing, but you can't substitute God. You know, you have to watch. That's why I have to tell you why we're celebrating the birth of Christ, because, you know, they trying to divert you with Santa Claus being God and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer being Michael the Archangel. You know, they get their stuff from the church. Everything they get is from the church. They're trying to duplicate the church. You know, Rudolph is actually supposed to be Michael, I guess, and Santa Claus is actually supposed to be God, you know, omnipresent. And the presence, I guess, is supposed to be if you bring your tithes and offering, I'll open up the windows of heaven and pull you out blessings that you won't have room enough to receive. I guess they're trying to just duplicate. Everything come from the church. We're not duplicating heathens setting up Christmas trees. Everybody is duplicating us in celebration. Now, how they do it is their business. God said, don't do it like they do to worship idols. That's what he said. He said, do not do it as in setting it up for idols. I'm not setting up no Christmas tree for no idol. If you're going to go with that, then they're meat. Y'all ain't saying that to me. You know, people had a problem with eating meat. So, you know, I'm not eating meat that was worshiped to idols. I'm not setting up trees that worship the idols. I'm not doing this because of idols. I'm doing what I'm doing. I'm going to church to celebrate Christ because I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe in Jesus Christ. Now, prophetically, there's nothing going to change this. There's nothing going to change this. He was prophesied 4,000 years before he was born. He was prophesied by people that did not know each other. He was prophesied by people that lived thousands of years apart from each other. He was prophesied by people that didn't know what the other one said. He was prophesied. One said that he would come out of Bethlehem. One said that he would be born of a virgin. Are y'all listening to me? One said his name. One said that there would be shepherds in the field. One said that there will be a star. All of these prophetic moments were thousands and thousands or 400 years apart. And you know what? All of those things happen at one time. How can I tell you in 2030 I'm going to be on 441 having a green shirt on, black pants, a blue car going to come up and give me $2 million at 3 o'clock? In order for it to be true, everything would have to happen at the same time the way I said it. Everything about the birth of Christ happened the way the prophecy said it thousands upon thousands upon thousands of years before. When I say thousands, I'm really saying hundreds, you know, 4,000 years prior, 3,000 years prior, 2,000 years prior, not 10,000, you know. It happened the way the Bible said it. We don't have to prove it. We celebrate it, and that's what's going to happen Friday. I'm going to celebrate Jesus Christ's birth. I'm going to celebrate it by getting up and thanking God for his birth, because had he not been born, I would have never been born again. Had he not been born, I would have never been able to say my life has been changed. And regardless of whatever offer, amen, people use as a debate, y'all, and I got many other things that I can share with you. No matter what debate formality they use, it cannot change the fact that it happened. He was born. Let's celebrate him on Friday. So whatever you do, don't take the Christ out of Christmas. Put it back in there. Be sure to tell everybody Merry Christmas. If you don't believe in this because of your teaching, amen, Bishop is not trying to get you to change your teaching. The only thing I'm trying to do is tell you, listen, he was born. If you could go with that, then let's go with that part. He was born. You know how I know? Because he lives in me. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Listen, I'm going to talk to you some more about it. Amen. Maybe we'll open up a question and answer panel, amen, on some of our social medias later on, amen, this week, and we'll answer some questions, amen, more of an informative way, amen, that you can be blessed. I hope that somebody, amen, life has been changed, or somebody would understand that Jesus Christ was born and he lives in me. I don't have to give you dates. I don't have to give you time. I don't have to sit up there and talk about, well, the time that he was born, the shepherds couldn't have been in the field because it was cold. Y'all ain't saying that to me. My car didn't broke down when it was cold. Y'all ain't saying that to me. I didn't had to walk in the cold. That don't prove anything. You know what proves it? That he lives in me. It doesn't prove about seasons. It don't prove about dates. You know, what proves it is that he lives in me. My name is Hurricane Johnson. Thank you. I guess my time is gone. Thank you. Joining us on today. Remember to join us tomorrow at the same time at 1:30. This is Hurricane Johnson. Leave you with these words. Hope need not die because help is on the way. God bless you.